The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
You're listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, the voice of real estate in the Delaware Valley, on WWDB AM Talk 860 and WWDBAM.com.
Greetings, everyone. Happy Sunday morning to all of you. Welcome to another Super Sunday of Real Estate Talk on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, where our mission is to simplify the real estate process for sellers, buyers, and investors. And my goal is to make sure you feel confident when buying and selling a home or investing in real estate. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, the leading edge home seller in the Philadelphia region with RE/MAX Properties and your trusted real estate expert advisor and advocate in the entire real estate process. It's great to be back with all of you today, the best audience in the world. Hey, thanks for tuning in today. I hope you're enjoying your weekend and this Sunday morning here. Hey, this week on the show, let me tell you what's going to be happening today. In the second part of the show, I'll be sharing with you things to consider when selling your house this summer. I'll be covering my top five reasons to sell this summer, how to get the most money from the sale of your home, inventory shortage, and things you should use, whether or not you should use a realtor or try to sell the house on your own. So we'll talk about that and a lot more today. So here's what I'm going to recommend that you do. You know, if you know someone who's thinking of selling their house over the summer, reach out to them right now. Have them tune in to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso on WWDB Talk 860 AM right now. I also recommend you grab a pen and paper if you're thinking about selling your house this summer also or possibly in the fall. I have a lot of great information we're going to be talking about today. And as usual, we're going to start things off with our mortgage update with Jesse Schwager. He's our mortgage expert with Atlantic Home Loans, and he'll be joining us again in the first part of the show. Jesse's going to be talking about HARP refinances, so he's going to tell us all about that and some of the myths you may hear about a HARP refinance. So as you can see, we have a jam-packed show for you today. Hey, quick shout-out to Sunil and Etta. They're looking to be buying their first home. Also to David, who just put his home on the market, and to Jennifer, who's close to buying her second investment property. So a lot of activities going on right now. You know, I finished up the end of June with a couple of sales, and now I look forward to a great summer market. July looks like the momentum will continue to build. I'm hearing more and more agents excited about the second half of the year, so that's exciting news to hear. And we still have a couple more weeks left where you're able to buy and sell a home before school starts, but you need to act quickly if you're thinking to do that. Hey, I appreciate all the great feedback I received on last week's show with Michael Ivankovich. Michael's a downsizing decluttering specialist, and he offered some great tips on doing both of those things on last week's show. So if you missed the show, you can listen to the podcast at realestatetodayshow.com. That's realestatetodayshow.com. And you can also download our show on podcast on iTunes. Just search the iTunes stores for Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. And you can also download the program from Google Play Music. Okay? Hey, during the show, if you have any questions or don't quite understand something, feel free to give me a call or text me at 215-778-9687 so I can answer your questions and help you understand a topic that, you know, any topic that I'm discussing today. You can also reach me at the same number, 215-778-9687, by voice or text during the week if you'd rather talk to me off the air. Okay, you can always email me at paul@paulrosso.com. So, once again, you're listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso on WWDB Talk 860 AM. So we're going to get the show started. I want to bring on my mortgage expert, Jesse Schwager with Atlantic Home Loans. You can always reach out to Jesse at 215-287-2372. Good morning, Jesse. How are you doing this Sunday morning?
Hi, Paul.
Yeah, Jesse, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you? I'm having a little bit of difficulty.
On the phone there?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm gonna try and get back on.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right then. Once again, you're listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso on WWDB Talk 860 AM. So let's get the show started here. I want to bring in our mortgage expert, Jesse Schwager with Atlantic Home Loans. You can always reach out to Jesse at 215-287-2373. So good morning, Jesse. How are you doing today?
Hey, Paul, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you. Hey, it's good to hear from you again today. I understand you're going to be talking about the HARP refinances.
Yes, I figured I'd touch base on, the HARP refinance, which I'm thinking most people know what they are, or at least seen commercials on the TV about them.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to touch base a little bit about them.
So what is HARP, first of all?
Okay, it's the Home Affordable Refinance Program.
Okay.
Okay. So with HARP, okay, basically it was introduced, it enables borrowers with little or no equity to refinance into a more affordable mortgage without new or additional mortgage insurance. Okay.
So this is a situation where, you know, people bought a house and now the market is a lot lower than what they paid for the house or what they even owe on the house. So you're trying to refinance at today's prices versus where prices were back when they first bought the house. Is that the right way of saying it? Okay.
Yes, you definitely hit the nail on the head with that.
Okay.
And a lot of people don't think they can refinance because maybe their home is worth less than what they actually owe, which is the case for a lot of people.
Right. So I recently met with someone who bought the house in 2000. I'm going to say, I think it was like 2007. They paid $178,000 for the house. The house is worth now about $135,000. So, and they owe about $145,000 still. So, basically they owe more than the house is worth right now. So they need to do a HARP refinance because they're struggling a little bit. They need to get their payments down. They can't refinance to today's rates because, at least I should say they didn't think they could refinance because of where the prices are today. But, I talked to them about the using the HARP program. So that's kind of, just giving you a ballpark on numbers for our audience there, what kind of situation someone's in. Okay. So I think, hopefully that'll break it down a little bit more using some actual numbers there.
I mean, the HARP refinance is for people that are – their loans are owned by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, okay? That's the HARP refinance. Well, there's – FHA has its own program. VA has its own program. USDA, they all have their own programs for – and they're basically – they're not all the same, but they're for people that have little to no equity in their homes and don't know what to do.
Right. Okay.
Okay, one of the other things I just want to touch base on, the HARP program is only available for people that got in their mortgages before 2009.
Okay.
Okay, if you bought your house in 2011, Paul.
Right.
The HARP is not available for you.
Okay.
Okay, it's only for people that got in their mortgages before, I think it's May 31st of 2009.
Okay.
Don't quote me on the exact day.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's May 31st.
Okay, like that year.
Yeah, and now the reason why I wanted to talk about this today is this program actually expires in 186 days. So December 31st, 2016, this is expiring. So it was supposed to expire last year as well. They extended it.
Okay.
But who knows? They might not extend it. So if you're one of those homeowners that are in this situation, make sure you get it done because if they don't extend it, then you're going to be stuck.
Right. And I assume – Jesse, they could call you, if they want to do a HARP refinance.
Yes, I would. Okay. I am available, on my cell phone. I think you gave them the number earlier.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
And let me give you that number again, Jesse. It's 215-287-2373. So it sounds like, if you need to refinance, right now is a good time to get that done because, you know, there is a month or two, I would imagine, in processing, right?
Yeah, I mean, we can typically get this done in about 30 days.
Okay. Okay.
It doesn't take us long to get them done. It is, you know, they're very simplified loans too, because listen, they're just streamlined basically. Okay.
Right. But you don't want to wait till mid-December and then make it call to you. Yes.
yes. Don't wait too long. And okay. why the rates are still low, and thank God that what's going on overseas, you know, the rates are still dropping.
Right. Okay. All right. So the interest rates are pretty much the regular interest rates that you hear all the time.
Of course.
Okay.
Yes. I mean, they're not different interest rates for the HARP refinance program or anything like that. So yeah, same interest rates, you know, as you would be buying a home.
Okay. All right. Terrific. Hey, I think that's valuable information for our audience, you know, because I'm sure everyone knows somebody who may be struggling a little bit with meeting the payments and may not, you know, think they can refinance. And, you know, there are programs out there that you can take advantage of, and Jesse has those programs.
There is a lot of programs out there, and it never hurts to pick up your phone and just make a phone call and ask.
Yeah, definitely.
A lot of times there is programs or at least something that we can do to help.
Yes. Okay.
Now, Paul, if you have time, I wanted to go over, you know, just some myths that people hear about the HARP program and things. And I'd just like to, you know, give the facts about it.
Okay. Terrific. I think that would be great. Yes.
Perfect. So, but myth number one, okay, so I've had my loan for many years, and with HARP, I've had to start all over again with a 30-year mortgage, okay? Now, the fact to that myth, basically, you do not have – let's say you bought your house in 2006, so you've been in it 10 years.
Okay.
Okay? You do not have to refinance back up to a 30-year loan. With the HARP refinance, and that's what people, you know, a lot of people, some people want to go back up to 30 to save more money.
Right.
You could stay right at a 20-year, you could do a 25, or you could go down to a 15 or 10.
It
ranges from 10 to 30 years, and you'll be able to, I mean, you can't just go in a 17-year loan, but, you know, it has to be 10, 15, 20, 25, or 30.
Okay. That's a great
point.
Right?
So,
yeah.
Yeah. So I thought that was nice. All right. And the other one I just touched base on, I'm really underwater on my mortgage. HARP can't be for homeowners like me. Actually, this program is exactly for someone like you, okay?
Right.
Now, it doesn't have any loan-to-value restrictions for fixed-rate mortgages. Basically, with the appraisal, there is no appraisal needed on most of these homes.
Okay.
Okay.
What about credit?
Now, you'll hear different things, and so they'll say, you know, on different websites, we need a 620 credit score.
Okay.
Now, we do go a little bit lower. We'll need to be manually underwritten, but we would prefer to have a 620.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. That's good.
Okay. Now, myth number three, my lender doesn't offer HARP, so I can't refinance through the program. So if you think, you know, there's plenty of lenders out there, you know, if you just don't think, if you, your servicer doesn't have the HARP program, so you think you're stuck, you can call me, you can call, you know, there's a whole list of actually certified lenders that do work with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Okay, so if they have a loan with a company now, and they call that company who has the loan now, and that company says, you know, we don't offer a HARP program, they have the right to, do that HARP refinance with any other lender that does offer that program.
Yes,
okay.
They certainly do. Don't feel like you're obligated to stay with your current servicer.
Okay. All right, terrific.
Okay.
So, Jesse, we need to take a quick break, and I want to come back. I want to, you know, talk to you and see if there's any other myths. It sounds like there's a couple more myths, so
I got about four more.
Okay, excellent. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk with our mortgage expert, Jesse Schwager, with Atlantic Home Loans, and he's going to talk a little bit more about some of the myths you may hear about HARP. So stay tuned for a lot more on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. We'll be right back.
Hello, homeowners. If you need to sell your home, you just need to make one call to Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties and then forget about it. Paul has a proven marketing system for attracting dozens of qualified home buyers every week that is so effective that he can guarantee to sell your home in 59 days at a price you agree to, or Paul will sell it for free. Now, that may sound hard to believe, but trust me, this is real. Paul's proven marketing system will attract qualified buyers for your home, which creates demand and helps his home sell fast and for the most money. Paul will even let you out of the contract at any point during the listing. But that doesn't ever happen because Paul is going to sell your home, so grab a pen. Call Paul now. The number is 215-778-9687. Or you can go online at soldbypaulrosso.com. That's soldbypaulrosso.com.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332, so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
Congratulations! You just signed the contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at Del Val Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call Del Val Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your leading edge home seller with RE/MAX Properties and your trusted real estate expert, advisor, and advocate. Hey, if you're thinking of buying a home this year, give me a call first. You know, I'm going to strive to simplify the entire home buying process to make it easier for you to buy a home. So I'd love to help you buy that home. You know, I have a proven repeatable system backed by market research to find you the perfect home and negotiate, you know, the best price for you and the best terms for you. So be sure to visit my website at paulrosso.com for more information about my services. Hey, I'm thrilled to have you with us on this Sunday morning. I hope you're enjoying the show. Please like our Facebook page, facebook.com/paulrossorealestateadvisor. Hey, we're talking with Jesse Schwager. He's our mortgage expert with Atlantic Home Loans. And Jesse's talking about the HARP program. Okay, and you know, if you want to reach out to Jesse, if you have any questions about the program, you want to reach him during the week or even today, 215-287-2373. If you want to talk to Jesse now while he's on the phone, you can also just call or text us at 215-778-9687. That's 215-778-9687. So, Jesse, you were talking about some of the myths of the HARP program. And again, HARP is, you know, refinance is where you have little or no equity, whereas sometimes they say negative equity in the house, and you want to refinance, you know, to lower your rate. So you know, before the commercial break, you were talking about some of the myths, and I think you mentioned you had a few more myths to go over and try to demythitize the myths there, man.
Try to demythitize the myths.
That's it, man. Like the Ghostbusters.
I like that. I like that. I like that word.
All right, there you go. I made it up.
I know. I'm just start using it.
There you go.
It's a Paul Rosso phrase it, word of the day.
There you go. All right.
All right. So a couple more myths to and then, you know, I'll be wrapping everything up. But, you know, I have the myth, I think it's maybe the fifth one. I have an adjustable rate mortgage, so I am not eligible. Now, a lot of people out there think that just because they have an adjustable rate mortgage, they're not eligible for the HARP refinance. But this was created to help homeowners exactly like someone in an adjustable rate mortgage to put them in a better position than they're in now.
Right. Okay? So a lot of the people who are in trouble had that adjustable rate mortgages. And, you know, as the rates rose or, you know, a lot of them got into some trouble there. And so with the HARP program, they can get themselves out of an adjustable rate mortgage and get themselves into a fixed rate loan.
Of course, yes. Yeah. They came out with the HARP program to help homeowners, so people weren't foreclosing on homes because, you know, back in the mortgage collapse, a lot of people were losing homes, and so that's why you notice it's before homeowners that before 2009. So there's all reasons for that.
Okay.
Okay, so the next one I want to go over is I can't refinance and do the HARP loan because my property is a condo. Okay, so a lot of people think that if I own a condo, my home is an investment property, you know, it's a second home. Well, that's all a myth too. We can do condos, investment properties, second homes. It doesn't matter. You know, the program is available for all homeowners.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
That's good news.
And okay, so maybe this is my seventh one. I don't have enough cash to pay closing costs, so I can't refinance during the HARP. You know, there's no closing costs that you're going to have to bring to closing with doing a refinance. Okay.
Okay.
That's a myth as well. And if someone asks for money up front or anything like that, that's probably someone, you know, that you have to be careful about. And I'd be really, really, you know, thinking it's a scam or something because us as lenders, we don't ever ask for money up front for application fees or anything like that.
Okay. So in the HARP program, there's no fees at all.
There's no fees at all, and obviously taxes and insurance,
right.
And
okay.
But there is no fees.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So the last myth I'm going to go over, Paul, is basically HARP is only for homeowners who are behind on their payments and in danger of foreclosure.
Okay.
Okay. HARP is a refinance program intended specifically for homeowners who are current on their mortgage but underwater and unable to refinance through a traditional refinance. So make sure that it's not for people that are 6 months late on their mortgage and are really in trouble. You have to be current on your mortgage.
Okay.
Okay. It has to be owned or backed by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac.
Okay.
And your mortgage had to be originated on or before May 31st of 2009.
All right.
Okay. So I just double checked the date. That was the date.
Okay.
May 31st, 2009. You know, and you know, just to reiterate what I basically went over today, the HARP's basically going to, we're here to lower your monthly payment, lower your interest rate, and possibly get you a shorter loan term and do both of those things above as well.
Okay. All right. It's a great program because, you know, if you're, have negative equity or no equity, you know, you may be struggling regularly to get a refinance and get the lower rates because the rates are lower than back in 2009 or 8, you know, so this is a great program to be able to do that. And, you know, because even if your house is underwater there,
average interest rates, I'll just, you know, go from 2000 to, from year 2000, 2005, 2010 to today.
Okay.
You know, in 2000, average interest rates were about 8%. with and your mortgage payment $1,475, 2005, 5.87.
Okay.
$1,182 for your principal and interest.
Okay.
2010, now down to 4.69, $1,036 for principal and interest payment.
Yeah.
Today, $3.54, $903. You see,
wow.
You see the savings.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. So, you definitely want to consider it and do it. You know, don't delay anymore. Give Jesse a call. Again, his number is 215-287-2373. So, Jesse, as we wrap up here, can you just, let people know, I gave me, your phone number. Why don't you repeat that? Give me your other contact information and anything else you need to finalize.
If someone needs to get a hold of me besides my cell phone, which is 215-287-2373, you can go on my website at www.jesse, J-E-S-S-E, Schwager, SCHWAGER.com. Okay, my NMLS number is 887037, and we are mortgage licensed bankers in the state of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Virginia.
Okay, excellent, Jesse. So thanks again so much for joining us on Sunday morning. We look forward to your update next week.
All right, thanks for having me.
Okay, great. Have a good day now. Have a good rest of your Sunday. All right, great. So we're going to take another break, and when we come back, we're going to start talking about some of the things you want to consider when you sell a house. So stay tuned for a lot more coming up on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to sell your home for quick cash? Do you have a home that is dated or in need of repair and just want to sell the house as is for cash? Well, be careful of those fast cash for houses sharks. Before you do anything, give Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties a call. Paul can help you evaluate your home and your situation, and then help you decide if you should go for a quick cash sale or if you would be better off putting your home on the market and selling it as is. Give Paul a call now at 215-968-7402 for a no-cost, no-obligation, fair and honest evaluation, or reach out to him online at cashorsell.com.
Congratulations! You just signed a contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at Del Valle Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call Del Valle Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Gen X, Gen Y, Millennial, Generation Me, Generation Internet. You know who you are. You've been crushed by this economy. College debt, credit issues, lack of savings, but things are turning around for you. So if you're trying to move out of your parents' home, a friend's house, or an apartment, now's the time to do it. Interest rates are low. Prices are good. You know you need to get out and you need to get your own place, a piece of the American dream. Look, the only way you're going to be able to do that is to find out what's it going to take for you to buy a home. You know the smart thing to do is to call or text Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties right now at 215-778-9687 to get yourself on a path to home ownership. Paul is fighting for your generation. He's not counting you out. He believes in you. He's here to give you the advice and tools you need to buy a home right now. Call or text Paul now at 215-778-9687. That's 215-778-9687.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. So happy to have you join us today on WWDB Talk 860 AM. The show is also streamed live on our website at realestatetodayshow.com. Our call number, if you have a question or comment, is 215-778-9687. That's 215-778-9687. You can follow us on Twitter at Paul Rosso. So let's talk about things to consider when selling your house this summer. We're now in the summer market. A lot of people are thinking about selling the house. So I want to talk to you about, some of the things you want to consider before you put your house on the market this summer. So I want to start things off with five reasons to sell your home this summer, okay? As you know, as temperatures rise, buyers are coming out ready to purchase their dream homes. And, you know, this summer is a great time to list your home for sale. So I jotted down my top five reasons and want to share them with you right now, okay? So first of all, you know, one of the top reasons to sell this summer is that demand is very strong, all right? The latest buyer traffic report from the National Association of Realtors shows that buyer demand remains very strong throughout the vast majority of the country. And I believe it's in the Delaware Valley also. You know, the buyers that are out there right now are ready, willing, and able to purchase, and they are in the market right now and ready to act right now. Okay, so you want to take advantage of the buyer activity currently on the market. So it's a great time, you know, one of the great times to get your home on the market. The second reason to sell this summer is that there's less competition right now. All right, housing supply is still under the 6-month supply that is needed for a normal housing market. This means that in most areas there are not enough homes for sale to satisfy the number of buyers in the market. This is good news for home prices and good news for you as a seller. However, additional inventory is expected to come on the market very soon. You know, there's a lot of pent-up desire from many homeowners to make a move. You know, a lot of them have been unable to sell their home over the last couple of years because of negative equity situation. You know, we just talked about that with Jesse as far as a lot of sellers are still under the water, but less and less each month that goes by. You know, homeowners are now seeing a return on the positive equity as the real estate prices continue to rise, and they've been rising pretty much over the last 2 years. So as home sellers get more and more equity in their house, a lot more and more of them are going to be thinking of selling. Okay, so many of these homes are going to be coming on the market. I know every day I'm talking to sellers who, some of these sellers tried to sell their home back in 2008, 9, 10, and, you know, they didn't have enough equity to make the move, and they weren't able to accept the prices that were that were out there at that point in time. But a lot of them are very excited to make a move. And I've already in June, I put on about 3 homes of sellers who were on the market over the last couple of years and are ready to sell. And now they have enough equity in the house. So that's more competition that's coming to the market. Also, as builders regain confidence in the market, new construction of single-family homes is projected to increase over the next 2 years. Okay, and they're expecting historic levels by 2017. So the choices buyers are going to have is going to continue to increase. So you don't want to wait to get your home on the market until all these other homes come on the market. You want to do something right now, all right? Now, the third thing is the process will be quicker. You know, Fannie Mae just announced that they anticipate an acceleration of home sales that will surpass 2007's pace by late summer. And 2007 is about when the market kind of tapped out in many areas. Okay, it started probably about mid-2005, and the market slowed down, but, you know, it didn't really crash, I guess you could say, until about 2008, okay? So, you know, as the market continues to heat up, banks are going to be inundated with loan inquiries, causing closing timelines to lengthen. I just had a sale this week that had to get extended. The lender didn't have enough time, and originally they told us he had enough time, but it didn't turn out that way. So a lot of upset clients, but, we're going to work it out, and it's going to settle. Okay, so taking advantage of a quick settlement time is, it's still possible, so you want to get things moving as soon as possible. The fourth reason why it's a great time to sell this summer is there will never be a better time to move up. I mean, you know, if you're moving up to a larger, more expensive home, consider doing it now. All right, prices are projected to appreciate about 5.3% over the next 12 months, according to CoreLogic. Okay, it's a group that, keeps record of this and keeps track of all the, a lot of real estate statistics here. You know, if you're moving to a higher priced home, it will wind up costing you a lot more money, both in down payment and mortgage payment, if the interest rates go up before you make a move. So, you know, right now you can lock in a 30-year housing expense with an interest rate, below 4% right now. So rates are projected to go up about a full
percentage point in the next 12 months. So, you know, as the rates increase, your monthly payment's going to increase and your affordability is going to decrease. So you want to keep that in mind. And, you know, if you're moving up or moving down, now's a great time to make that move. All right. And the last thing, you know, I recommend, reason why to move is that, you know, it's time to move on with your life. I mean, a lot of my clients right now postponed their life over the last couple of years because the market wasn't good enough for them. So, you know, now as the market improves, they're going to want to, you know, they're looking to sell now, and I have a number of them going to be putting their home on the market in July and August. So, you know, you want to be able to move on with your life, you know. You know, look at the reason why you decided to sell, or, you know, why you want to sell, and determine, you know, is it worth waiting anymore? You know, is more money and more important than being with your family if, you know, you're looking to move closer to your grandchildren? You know, is more money and more important than your health if you need to go to a warmer climate? You know, is more money more important than having the freedom to go on with your life, you know, the way you think it should be? You know, so many people who are cramped in small homes, you know, now's a great time to be able to move up into that bigger home, or, you know, you want to retire and move to the shore, you know, the Jersey Shore, or move to Florida or somewhere else. You know, maybe now's the time to do that. Okay. So, you know, I understand that, you know, only you can answer those kind of questions, but, you know, as prices rise, you're going to have more and more equity in the house. So he's going to give you more options there. So if you'd like to talk about any of these reasons that I mentioned here today, give me a call, 215-778-9687. That's 215-778-9687. So I'm going to take another break. I'm going to come back. I'm going to talk to you, I look at them two top reasons, two top ways to get the most money for the sale of your house. So we'll be back with a lot more talking about things to consider when selling your house this summer on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332, so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
Why the long face, Joe?
I'm supposed to move soon, but I just can't seem to sell my house. I've been on the market for over 10 months, and my agent hasn't called me back in weeks. I don't know what to do.
Call Paul.
What?
Call Paul. I had the same problem until I called Paul Rosso of RE/MAX Properties. When I called Paul, I had buyers lining up to see my home, and because they were all competing for the home, I was able to sell my home for more than my asking price.
More?
That's right, more. Paul Rosso has sold hundreds of homes in the greater Philadelphia region over the last 25 years. As a certified home selling advisor and certified negotiation expert, Paul's developed a proven home selling system that is designed to sell your home for top dollar quickly. He offers an easy exit contract and a communication guarantee.
Wow! Tell me how to call Paul.
Just dial 215-968-7402.
215-968-7402. Got it.
You can also visit Paul on the web at paulrosso.com. That's PAULROSSO.com. Paul Rosso is your trusted real estate advisor if you want to sell your home for top dollar fast.
I'm calling Paul right now.
This is Francesca Lapari. When it came time to sell my home so I could buy a new one, I had some concerns about how difficult it may be to get my home sold. My sister Josie recommended that I call Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties. Paul came out to look at my home and assured me that he could get my home sold. He made some staging recommendations and which ones were important than others to start with. He also helped me with the initial pricing recommendations. After just a couple of weeks with very little showing activity, Paul recommended that I improve the price. After I did that, the showing started to roll in, and I got my home sold. Paul guided me in every step of the way. Every time I called Paul in a panic, he calmed me down and helped me through each concern I had. I trust Paul. He knows his business. and follows through until closing. I am buying a new home outside of Paul's market, but he is willing to answer any question that I have about the process. Paul Rosso is truly my trusted real estate advisor. Do the smart thing and call Paul Rosso to help you sell or buy a home.
You are listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, my dad, on WWDB Talk Radio, 860 AM and WWDBAN.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your leading-edge home seller with RE/MAX Properties and your trusted real estate expert, advisor, and advocate. Hey, if you need to sell your home this year, and now's a great time, as I'm talking about on the show here today, you know, a great time to get your house on the market. You know, I use leading-edge sales, marketing, and customer service techniques to help you get the best price. And I have a proven repeatable system backed by market research to sell your home for up to 18% more than traditional real estate agents. This year, I've been averaging selling my homes in about an average of about 28 days. So, you know, I know the market. I know what it's going to take. I know everything we need to do as far as digital marketing is concerned in order to present your house in the best light possible to get buyers in your house and get your house sold for top dollar in the shortest amount of time with the least amount of hassle to you. So give me a call, 215-778-9687. That's 215-778-9687. Hey, if you're on Snapchat, you can follow me there at Paul_Rosso. Again, on Snapchat, Paul_Rosso. And on YouTube, you can follow me on YouTube at youtube.com/PaulRossoTeam. We have Rosso on Real Estate, which is like a minute update each, you know, a couple times a week, talking about some of the issues or some of the, you know, things to be concerned about in the real estate market, some of the great news in there, some tips for buyers, some tips for sellers. So all that you can find on youtube.com/PaulRossoTeam. So let's talk about how to get the most money from the sale of your home, okay? You know, every homeowner wants to make sure they maximize their financial reward when selling their home. But how do you guarantee that you receive maximum value for the home? So I jotted down two keys that I feel are important to ensure that you get the highest price possible, okay? And one of those keys is to price it a little low, okay? And a lot of my sellers think, well, isn't that counterintuitive? But, you know, let's take a look at the concept, you know, for a moment here, okay? Many homeowners think that pricing their home a little over the market value will leave them room for negotiation. In actuality, you know, this just dramatically lessens the demand for your house, all right? So let's look at some statistics here. All right. A home that's priced about 15% over the market is only going to be exposed to about 10% of the potential buyers who could be looking at your house, all right? If you're 10% over the market, you're exposing your house about 30% of the buyers that are out there are looking for a home like yours. Now, if you price at a market value, you're going to open up your house to about 60% of the buyers that are out there looking for a property like yours. If you price it 10% below, you're going to open up your house to about 75% of the market that's out there because buyers are going to see value in the house and more buyers are going to be interested in your home. And, of course, if you price it 15% below market, you're opening yourself up to about 90, 95% of all the buyers that are out there on the market. So one of the keys is to price it right. You know, there are times that you want to price it a little bit lower. And sometimes by pricing a little bit lower, you're going to get more and more offers, better offers, and you know, you're going to create a bidding war. And bidding wars help you in the long run, okay? So one of the things you want to consider. So, you know, instead of the seller trying to win the negotiation with one buyer, you know, you should really price it so that demand for your home is maximized. And that way, you know, the seller, you know, as I mentioned, you're going to be fighting over – the buyer's going to be fighting over the price. And, you know, instead of having just one buyer for your house, you're going to have multiple buyers. Multiple buyers, again, is going to help you out here, okay? Realtor.com recently gave some advice that said aim to price your property at or just slightly below the going rate. Today, buyers, you know, highly informed. So if they sense they're getting a great deal, okay, they're likely to bid on the property that's slightly underpriced, especially in areas with low inventory. And I've sold a couple houses this year, you know, over at asking price there. And, you know, so there are times where you may want to stretch the price if there's low inventory. There's time you want to be right on the market or just slightly under the market, even if it's 1 or 2%. I mean, if the buyers see value, they're gonna buy the house, and you have a good chance to get multiple offers, which is going to help you in the long run, okay? The other advice I can give you to get maximum price is use a real estate professional, okay? You know, sometimes people say, well, you know, should I sell the house on my own? You know, and, you know, as a seller, you may think you're going to net more money because you're saving on the real estate commission. But with that being said, you know, studies have shown that homes typically sell for more money when they're handled by a real estate professional. And, you know, I'll give you some research here. You know, research posted by the Economist Outlook blog revealed that the median price of a for sale by owner home last year was $210,000. Now, when the buyer knew that the, you know, seller's a FSBO, a for sale by owner, the number sinks to a median selling price of $151,900. However, homes that were sold with the assistance of an agent had a median selling price of $249,000, so nearly $40,000 more than the typical home sale. So, you know, the bottom line is, you know, you price your home at the right price, the current market, or slightly under, and you hire a professional in order to guarantee that you maximize the price for the home you get, and you're going to do really well in the, you know, getting a great value for your house there. Okay. So, one of the other things, is a great reason, as I mentioned, is the lack of listings is slowing down the housing market right now. So it's a great time because of that lack of listings. You know, the housing crisis is in the rearview mirror. You know, values are up, sales are up, distressed foreclosed properties are down. However, you know, the one thing that is putting a brake a little bit on the market is the lack of inventory. So because of that lack of inventory, it's an awesome time to get your home in the market and get it sold. So if you have any questions about that, you know, where to price the house, whether or not to use a professional, give me a call always at 215-778-9687, and I can go over that with you. So we're going to take another break. When we come back, we got a little bit more to talk about. And then we're going to have to finish up a lot more of this next week on next week's show. So stay tuned for more on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. We'll be right back.
If you're looking to buy a home in the greater Philadelphia area, listen closely. For over 25 years, Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties has helped hundreds of people just like you buy everything from their first home, move-up dream home, and downsized home. Buying your next house tailor-fit to suit your needs doesn't have to be stressful. Paul is there to guide you every step of the way. As an experienced buyer's specialist and certified negotiation expert, Paul will help you get a home you love at an exceptional value with the most favorable financing possible. If you're looking for honest and reliable client-first service, call Paul Rosso at 215-968-7402. That's 215-968-7402. You can also visit Paul online at paulrosso.com. That's PAULROSSO.com. A lifetime of memories are created in your home, and there's never been a better time to start a fresh, new chapter. Call Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate advisor.
If you're looking to buy or sell a home in Bucks County, Philadelphia, or Eastern Montgomery County areas, Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties can help you reach your real estate goals. Just give him a call at 215-968-7402. If you are outside of Paul's market area, Paul can refer you to one of his top associates in his top agent network who specializes in your area. That's a great benefit to you. When Paul refers you to one of his top associates, Paul stays involved in the process to ensure that you are receiving the best possible service and to answer any of your questions. Call Paul Rosso today at 215-968-7402 so he can help you achieve your real estate goals.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, the leading edge home seller with RE/MAX Properties. Hey, let's take a quick look at home prices over the last year in the Philadelphia region. You know, appreciation rates naturally vary depending upon the state you're in. Over the past year in Pennsylvania, the appreciation rate over the last 12 months has been 3.7, 9%. In New Jersey, it's been 1%, and in Delaware, it's been 2.2%. So let's take a look at the outlook over the next 5 years. You know, today, a lot of conversation about where prices are headed, so I want to go over that now with you. There's tremendous value in knowing that kind of information so you're aware of what's going to be taking place over the next couple of years. So there's a company called Pulsonomics. They do a survey, a nationwide panel of over 100 economists, of real estate experts, and investment and market strategists about where prices are headed over the next 5 years. And on average, they've come up with a couple of results in the survey. And the results are the values will appreciate by 4% in 2016. Cumulative appreciation will be 17.5%. Cumulative appreciation will be 17.5% by 2020. That means that the average annual appreciation rate over the next 5 years will be 3.2%. Now, even experts that are bearish on the market, you know, they still look at, they don't look at the market appreciating by 17.5% by 2020, but the bearish economists and specialists and experts feel the appreciation rate will be more towards like 9.9% by 2020. So, you know, the outlook, and the bottom line is the outlook is really good, and that's good news for you as a home seller. Another reason why you want to get your house on the market now, and if you're buying another house, you're moving up, moving down, now's the time to grab the prices that are out there now and also the interest rates. So next week we'll get into a lot more about reasons why to sell your home this summer, and then after we finish up that, we're going to talk about reasons why you want to buy a house this summer. So as we wrap things up today, I hope you enjoyed the show. I want to thank my guest, Jesse Schweiger. He's our mortgage expert with Atlantic Home Loans, for providing us with another great mortgage update and about the HARP refinances. So again, HARP refinances right now will end at the end of this year unless they're extended. So you want to give Jesse a call now. If you're, you know, you have to be making your payments and you have to be underwater, which means you owe more than the price of the house, and you have zero or negative equity in the house, okay? Next week, I have another great program lined up. Debbie Schaefer with Mitchell G's Appliances. She could be joining me to talk about the latest in high-tech appliances that are with us now or coming on the market over the next couple of years. So I'm excited to hear about that program, you know? And again, Jesse Schweiger will be back with us today. I mean, next Sunday. So be sure to join us next Sunday morning at 11 o'clock right here on WWDB Talk 860 AM and stream live on our website at realestatetodayshow.com. Hey, I hope you enjoy the rest of your Sunday. A big thank you to my producer, Jason, for another great show here today. Be sure to like our Facebook page, again, facebook.com/Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor. And you can also follow us on Twitter at Paul Rosso, on Snapchat, Paul_Rosso, and on YouTube, youtube.com/Paul Rosso Team. So once again, my name is Paul Rosso, the leading edge home seller and your trusted real estate advisor and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. I help sellers, buyers, and investors with all their real estate needs, questions, concerns. So let me know if I can help you. Call or text me at 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. Hey, please continue to spread the word about the show to your families and friends. You can check out all our past shows on realestatetodayshow.com. Have an enjoyable week, and we'll see you next Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. And remember, a house is made with walls and beams. A home is made with love and dreams. Good day, everyone, and have a great week.
Our house in the middle of our street.